Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, live at Drift Bar in the Heights. Come on out, hang out with us. All sorts of breweries here, all sorts of liquor distributors here, and you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Astros take on the Guardians July 8th. We're talking 100 level seats. You can get a sampling of all sorts of booze here, too. It's a good old time. People are starting to turn up. I see Choi just showed up. What's up, brother? You can ask me any question. I'll work it into the show. Before we get back into that, it is time to talk about not an elephant in the room, a guy who we thought his absence might be an elephant in the room. Kyle Tucker with the Chicago Cubs is going to make his return to Houston tonight at Daikin Park. Kyle Tucker, look, the guy's been pretty damn good. Not great, but pretty damn good with the Chicago Cubs. You take a look at his numbers this year, and I do not know why Pro Baseball Reference makes it so difficult for you to actually pull up the statistics quickly, but on the season, he's hitting .287, he's got 16 home runs, he's got an OPS of .922. The Astros miss him, considering that they're 20th in runs scored per game, considering that they've got no Yordan Alvarez and haven't had him since the beginning of May. We're getting close to 2 months. It's been about a Kyle Tucker-esque absence with him because it's been longer than expected. And you even had a misdiagnosed injury along the way. Very on brand for this team. So you miss him to a degree. But Dana Brown's general manager of the Houston Astro, his biggest victory thus far has been throwing Cam Smith into right field, seemingly on a last-second whim, despite just 3 games by Cam Smith ever in the outfield. Didn't do it at Florida State. He did not do it his first couple of years in the minor leagues, either first couple of moments in the minor leagues. He was barely there at all. He only did it for 3 games in the Cape Cod League, which is like a summer league for college players, if I'm not mistaken, that have high upside. But it's interesting looking at Dana Brown talking about this now and about putting Cam Smith into that right field spot and replacing Kyle Tucker. This is courtesy of a Chandler Rome piece. Dana Brown on Cam Smith. Even when I saw him as an amateur, so we're talking years ago while he was with the Braves perhaps, I thought he'd probably end up in the corner outfield, right field, so that's one of the reasons that we have tried him out there in right field. So when you first heard Dana Brown talk about bringing in Cam Smith, he said Smith had a chance to play third base, first base, right field. But I think all along he was thinking about Cam Smith in right. He said this right after the trade to Astro staffers, quote, "I told my staff when we made this trade, I made this trade not for him to play third base. I made the trade for him to play right field. That's what my assessment was of him as a scout when I saw him as an amateur at the ACC tournament. So that was my whole vision for him, and he's proven that he can do it, and I think it would be wise to keep him there. Yeah, I agree at this point in time. You know, we were looking at the Astros defensively because going into the year, Joe Espada is saying, defense wins championships, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, like, no, it's pitching and runs scored. But the defense has been good despite throwing, seemingly on a whim, Jose Altuve into left field. But Cam Smith's actually been awesome defensively, starting 66 of his 81 games in right field, entering yesterday's afternoon game against the Phillies. Only Adolis Garcia and Fernando Tatis Jr. have accrued more defensive runs saved in right. Only Fernando Tatis rates more outs above average. These are some dorky-sounding stats, right? But it does prove that Cam Smith in right field's been great. He's really been great. And then you take a look at the numbers, and look, he's not doing what Kyle Tucker's doing. Kyle Tucker's got a 922 OPS. He's got 16 homers, a 287 batting average. And you would have had him for at least the last year of his contract. We'll see if the Chicago Cubs actually pony up and give him a long-term deal. I am pretty skeptical that they will, just given the way that they operate. I know our guy, Joe George, still is at the station, could probably tell us a little bit better about whether or not he expects Kyle Tucker to stick around long-term. But you look at Cam Smith's numbers for a rookie who is playing in right field and doing very well defensively. A 271 batting average with five home runs, the game-winning go-ahead RBI yesterday, plus a 744 OPS. Nothing to sneeze at. He's been pretty damn good, and this is his rookie season. Cam Smith is a young guy, and the upside for him, I mean, considering he just got to the major league level, he is in his third month, entering his fourth month, playing at this level. He's been great. He's never going back down to the minor leagues again. At this point, you will see Cam Smith for the entirety of his time. And I remember, it's so funny, just thinking about some of the baseball experts who were panicking when they brought him up. Oh, no, they've jump-started his service time. Oh, what are the Astros going to do? Because they started playing him early. He's not even ready to go. Oh, they're wasting at-bats for him. Like, the best at-bats he possibly could get were at the major league level. It's weird the amount of second-guessing after he actually got a couple of opportunities and did pretty well in those opportunities. You know, like, that's what I look back at. And some of the dorks that think that they know baseball, I know I don't know baseball, but some of the people that gatekeep on that front in this city are effing idiots. Because you're not as smart as you think you are. But you carry yourself with this arrogance and this idea that because you are someone who follows the thinking man's game, that you know baseball better than anybody else. So I like seeing you wrong. I like seeing you pantsed. You know who you are. I see these people on X. Am I petty because they don't follow me back? Yes, I am. Do you not respect me because you don't follow me back? These are the things that my insecure brain goes to immediately. But I got to say this about him, about them. The people that were second-guessing the Cam Smith decision were wrong. Cam Smith has been a success for the Astros. And for the 2025 season, this is and will be Dana Brown's biggest victory. And he's had a lot of victories. He's been stacking them up this season, you know. He is a little bit goofy at the press conferences and in the interviews. I know that when Yordan Alvarez returns from injury, he is going to say, it's just like we traded for the lefty bat that we have been looking for at the trade deadline. You're going to get all of that crap. You will. It's just how it goes with this guy. But he has done a really impressive job this season. And it's very surprising that it's gone so well, considering it looked like he was just throwing stuff at the wall. Some comments here. Clutch City says, it's hella impressive. Cam is learning a new position at the big league level while also honing his own, while also holding his own at the plate. I'm with you there. I mean, he's also coming up big in clutch moments, too. Did you expect that to happen? I doubt you did. What else do we have here? 713-780-3776 to call and to text. And let's see if we got people that are weighing in the current conversation. Ooh, we got some very interesting Ask on Anything questions coming up. From the 409, Tucker Shingard looks nice when he bats. Too bad he didn't add that to his fit before the last season. 409, Josh. Fair point. I hope Tucker does well. I'm very curious to see how he is received tonight in his first game back at Daikin Park. We've got a couple of Ask Alon Anything questions. One of these questions I feel like I was a part of not that long ago. From the 832, Chris Cornell with Soundgarden or Audioslave? I remember vividly having this conversation with some of my friends a couple of weeks ago after coming back from an Astros game. So I am assuming one of those friends is the one who sent this text in. I think that Cornell with Soundgarden has more bang for your buck. So I'm going to say with Soundgarden. But his Audioslave songs are very good. And my favorite, Chris Cornell, with either of those two, is from the movie Collateral. If you've ever seen the movie Collateral starring Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx, Jada Pinkett Smith, and a bunch of other actors that you will recognize as you watch the movie, it is a delight. I think it's on Paramount Plus for free if you have that. And in that movie, they play Shadow on the Sun. I think that is my favorite Cornell song between those two. I got into a big Cornell fix right after Cornell passed away, now a while ago. His acoustic stuff on Spotify, top-notch stuff. Big Cornell fan. Then I moved to Seattle, and I got even more into all the grunge stuff. That one text from the 713, I laughed. Just know that. I don't think I could read that one in the air. Eric the Driver asks from the 936, Paul, do you participate in any winter sports? Yeah, I ski. Not that kind of skiing. Not that kind of skiing. Tisk, tisk. I would never. I grew up skiing, and my parents, thank God they sheboinked and created me, because they're divorced and have been for a while, met while skiing at a ski resort in Vermont. It's called Killington. I actually went there a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I ski. I have this ridiculous, like, 1980s-looking, as it's called, fart box, which is a onesie ski suit. That's what that's what the people that sold me my rental or that gave me my rentals the last time I got them called it. I think that's the funniest name to call it, a onesie ski suit. It is out of control, either 80s or 90s. But I love skiing. I wish I had not gone 20 years without it. It's fun to do while you've had a few to drink. I'm not bad at it. I wouldn't call myself an expert. I hate moguls and all that stuff. I went skiing in Colorado for the first time ever. I'm so jealous of the people that go skiing in Colorado because it's so much easier. In the Northeast, it's ice. You're just skiing on ice. So you're basically like skiing sideways half the time trying to make sure that you don't die. On an Ask Alon Anything Friday, another question. We're live here at Drift. Come out and hang out. From the 281, Paul, you ever going to dye your beard or hair? I'm going without a beard for a while. We'll see how long it goes. I have my phases, but given how much I would need to dye said beard to make it look like I have no grays, probably just going clean shaven for a while. There's a little scruff going on today. Slept in a little bit. I will never dye my hair. Never. Never. I think it's too obvious when you do. I do have a lot of silver in my hair now. But listen, I would rather have silver in my hair than be losing it. Thanks to the power of Propecia, I actually have been able to keep it. For those who don't know, this is not me advertising anyone in particular. I'm just saying, if you have ever gotten to a point where your hairline's receding or you have a bald spot, talk to all those companies that have the opportunities to, you know, give yourself a chance to save that stuff. It works. It really does work. It worked for me. My hairline was receding. I looked like Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. Look that up if you've never heard of him. When I was in Seattle, like I looked like I was unwell. And I partly was, but I got a lot of it back thanks to the power of Propecia. So there you go. Paul Gallant, ESPN 975-925, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, your weekend homework, including tomorrow, a Houston sports team is playing for their first championship. Yeah. Do you care about the H? We'll talk about it on the other side. Stick around. It's the Paul Gallant Show.
So, what are we doing this weekend?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too.
Because Paul Gallant has weekend homework for you.
No days off!
Paul Gallant Show live at East. Not there. We're live at Trip. This is what happens when you keep on getting drinks passed to you. So I was just passed to me a Frio Vodka Astros First Place Punch. It's watermelon and Frio River Vodka. Again, you got to come out here, guys. If you haven't been to Drift yet today, there's all sorts of fine samples of all the best drinks in town. Let's take a sip of this. Oh, my God, that's dangerous. And speaking of how dangerous, I'm going to share with the class a story of mine. So there was a time where I was at a pool party in Las Vegas, and they gave us vodka, and I wish it was Frio vodka because of the bill that we got at the end of the day, that was mixed with watermelon. And we had a great time. It was so smooth. I had never thought about watermelon juice as a mixer. And the next thing I know, without my phone and without my wallet and without a shirt, I found myself walking the Vegas Strip back to the hotel where I was staying at. I have no idea how I got to the point where that happened. That was the moment that led me to stop drinking for about a month. So watermelon plus vodka, dangerous. But this Astros First Place Punch, courtesy of Frio Vodka, it's some good stuff. So it is your weekend homework. Sorry I was a little late getting into the segment. It is very happening here, and my inner desire to party at all times is really struggling at this moment in time. You've obviously got Astros Cubs this weekend. All weekend long, you get to see Kyle Tucker in right field. I am curious if people kept the crowns for Kyle Tucker. I am wondering about that side of things. Will we see Kyle Tucker crowns in right field? I think you got to bust him out one last time if you have him. But on the hill tonight, it's Brandon Walter. You get the Fox treatment tomorrow, 6:15. I will be at the game at Daikin Park with Ryan Gusto on the hill. Then Fromber gets the Sunday start. There was a possibility that Lance McCullers would potentially get the start on Saturday, but I think as far as things stand, at least right now, as of 2:21 Central Time, last I checked, there is no word about Lance McCullers perhaps getting back out on the hill. Hugh Dab says that Joe and I should do a wager. Joe, we might need to work out a wager for Astros Cubs before the end of the show. Think of something. Let's make it reasonable, okay? Financially, I'm not doing so hot. These dates add up. Good God. Big fan of the significant other, but dating to someone else, holy crap, it is expensive. Just got a Venmo for something the other day. I'm like, it was that much? What? What did we order? We didn't even drink that much. So you got three Astros games this weekend, 7 o'clock tonight, 6:15 tomorrow, 1:10 on Sunday, all at Daikin Park. But the biggest game of the Houston sports weekend is this one. Saturday, your Sabercats, our Sabercats, are in the championship of Major League Rugby playing the New England Free Jacks. So this is in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ew. I was in Newport, Rhode Island. That's the fancy place. Pawtucket's very blue collar. For those who don't know, if you're watching on YouTube, you're watching on Twitch, I'm wearing a jersey that I earned from the Sabercats. I earned this because back in 2018? Was it 19? While hungover after doing a pub crawl of the Chinese food places on the southwest side of the city, I tried out for the Houston Sabercats as part of an open tryout. I gotta say, I do not know how the sport of rugby works still, but I held my own at that practice. However, the Sabercats had fun with me. We used to have the Sabercats on my TV show that I used to do with John Lopez on the Cube once a week, and they laughingly gave me this jersey. On the back of this jersey, it says Waterboy, which they said was to remind me of how poorly I played. I did not know the rules, but I will have them know. I was not afraid of the tussle, of the scrap, because I like to play football. You know why? Not because I was fast. I liked hurting people. What, Paul? You're like 5'11", 185 pounds. I know, and I was smaller then, but I don't know. I was a little psychopath. Cut me some slack. But anyway, our Sabercats are going for a championship. Shout out to all the Sabercats out there, okay? Holding up a glass. Go Cats. Dynamo also have a game this weekend, but no. It's all about the Sabercats right now. Also this weekend, your weekend homework, you're looking for a concert? I don't know how much these are scalping for right now, but Beyonce's Cowboy Carter thing is here. Yeah, Beyonce's here this weekend. There's probably going to be some brutal traffic in the greater Houston area this weekend. I'm not even sure where the concert's taking place. I'm assuming it's at NRG Stadium because it's Beyonce. And I'm also assuming that last-minute prices for that concert are going for like $1,000. Oof. I will say the performance at halftime of Texans-Ravens when the Texans got skull-murdered by the Ravens on national TV and ruined my Christmas, I will say that Beyonce's performance was actually worth it. It was actually worth it. Thank God there was something there. I was like, I didn't go see my family to go watch the Texans lose another important game like they always do. But Beyonce's Cowboy Carter thing is here. I'm calling it a thing. I'm sorry, Beehive. I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan. I'm not. This ain't home. No. This is Texas. Like, yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, that gets a Grammy. Okay, whatever. Listen, don't get mad at me. Movies, as our weekend homework continues. The F1 movie opens today, or last night, with Brad Pitt, with the guy from Snowfall, whose name is eluding me. Apologies. The trailer for that show looks awesome. Movie. It looks great. I have not watched the Drive to Survive series yet on Netflix, but F1 is out this weekend. Also, that Megan 2.0 movie is out. It's like about a doll that's like a murderer, and now she's an assassin. It looks kind of stupid, but perhaps it's a fun movie to watch if you've, I don't know, imbibed a little bit. Already out, you've got 28 days late, years later, which was after 28 weeks later, which was after 28 years later. Wait, hang on. Days later. Shut up, BMAC. I'm posing for a photo while doing a radio show. You can't be this talented. Come on. Listen, 28 years later, I'm excited to see. I'm told that there's a very noticeable appendage on one of the zombies. I'm told that everyone's talking about one of the zombie dongs. I don't know why.
It's in there, and it's a lot.
It's a lot?
It's not only fully visible, he's in the movie a lot.
Oh, and you just keep on seeing him coming back with his big old dog.
I'm guessing popular with the ladies.
Would you let the zombie bite you and get the rage virus if you were going to shaboink this long dong zombie? I don't know. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is out. Sinners is still out. Karate Kid Legends is out. It's got Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio. Final Destination Bloodlines, if you're into people dying for no reason at all. The Phoenician Scheme Materialists. And there's these kids' movies. This is perhaps for the dads out there. Mary, Passion, Kill. How to Train Your Dragon, the remake. Lilo and Stitch, the remake. Both of those are live action. Or Elio, which is a DreamWorks production. I'm betting Elio is probably good. Lilo and Stitch, never really a thing for me. So if I had to watch one of those, it's going to be How to Train Your Dragon. I'll marry that one. I'm going to kill Lilo and Stitch. That always annoyed me. And I'll passion Elio. TV shows. Squid Game Season 3. Out today. The Bear Season 4. In the midst of its season with a new episode. There's an Apple TV show called Murderbot with really good ratings. There's a Max show called Duster with really good ratings. The guy who played Sawyer from Lost is in that show. Hulu has another Welcome to Wrexham episode. I've never watched the show. Gotta say, Ryan Reynolds, I'm probably on the out with him, given some of the stuff that's been written about him and how maybe toxic the guy might be. Jersey Shore Family Vacation has a new episode. It has a 74%. And also on Apple TV, in addition to Murderbot, there's Stick, the Owen Wilson golf show. There's Your Friends and Neighbors. And I gotta finish Severance. Sean and I have been thinking about documentaries to watch. There's a couple of options on the table, and we need to make a list of sports documentaries we haven't seen. So, here are our options for the weekend. I have yet to see the Liver King documentary, and that might be a fun one to see, given that he just got arrested in Austin for threatening to go after Joe Rogan. He was taken out of jail after a $20,000 bond with a 200-yard restraining order from Joe Rogan's family and is being forced to do a mental health evaluation in a week. And has an ankle monitor where I believe he's supposed to stay indoors. But instead of, like, abiding by the terms of his release, he has posted 16 threatening videos that are directed towards Seth Rogen, which I suppose means that it's not directed towards Joe Rogan so he can legally get away with it. I don't know about that. I think he's doing a lot of drugs. But there's a Liver King documentary out there that theoretically we could watch. And, I mean, he is, I guess, Texas-based now, so we could do that, Sean. But there's also a Poop Cruise documentary that has just come out. I believe this is on Netflix. I actually had a coworker who got trapped on the Poop Cruise. Old Holly, who used to be the receptionist over at the Texans flagship cluster. And she was actually stuck on that cruise ship for its entirety. So between those two, which should we watch, Sean? Liver King one, because you've already seen it, or the Poop Cruise doc?
I mean, Poop Cruise, I'm in on the concept. I don't know anything about the story. Joe was actually telling me about it earlier today.
The boat, like, its electricity or its water died, and basically all the cabins became just noxious, fume-filled, turd factories. So they were sleeping on the deck of the boat. They were bringing the mattresses out there. It sounds like it was a brutal experience. I hope the people that were on that were able to settle with some sort of lawsuit, you know? It sounded brutal.
Yeah, but this seems like, you know, it's a version of the the Firefest.
Firefest, yes.
Or the,
except for it's a cruise.
Woodstock 99. So I'm in for, I guess, people signing up for fun and ending up getting a disaster. That's my kind of doc. So, yeah, we can do the poop cruise one this week.
Okay. Poop cruise. Okay. I like it. What else do we have here as our weekend homework wraps up? Weekend Wimbledon technically gets underway Monday at 5 a.m. Is that part of the weekend still? I'll still be asleep. So I'm going to say yes.
I don't think it counts.
I know it's, but if you want to get started, it starts okay. Monday, okay. And then it lasts like for 3 months. Wimbledon takes forever, and I don't like that they host it around the 4th of July. I feel like we should invade them over that.
It's our holiday.
Yeah, this is the week of the 4th of July, and Wimbledon's stepping in. F England, you know. We won. We won the war. How dare you have your most important sporting event around ours? Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 97.5, on an Ask Gallant at 8 Friday. That was your weekend homework. Up next on this fine radio program of ours, we take a look at everything that the Astros have done to this point. God does seem to will it, but did he will it this hard? I mean, my goodness. We talk about all the good, and you can weigh in on an Ask Gallant at 8 Friday with your questions next. Stick around.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. We're live at Drift. People keep passing me booze, double fisting. I got a beer. It's a Love Street. I got a drink. This is. I gotta go back up and look up the name again because my brain it's barely functioning at this moment in time. But in the meantime,
I believe it's a Frio Vodka Astros first place punch.
Oh, look at me! I'm BMAC. I remember what Paul forgot 5 minutes ago. Thank you, BMAC. I did need to desist there. And joining me right now,
hey buddy,
the Chicago Cubs fan of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, yes. And my old co-host.
Hello.
From the Gallant and George radio program. Joe, it's great to finally have you back in here again.
It is good. It's been a while. We'll start doing more of it, I think.
We should.
Yes.
This Cubs jersey bleeps.
Oh, it's their new their City Edition jersey.
This is their City Edition? This isn't
yeah.
a throwback?
No, this is City Edition.
If you're watching on YouTube yeah. or Twitch, this is a good look.
It's,
I like it.
For Chicago Jazz. So it's like the Bear logo has a guitar.
Oh,
well. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a throwback. They wear it Friday home games.
It sounds like a Grateful Dead collaboration. Kind of.
I know, a little bit, yeah. But no, it's great. Yeah, I got this when I was back in Chicago. When I went back for the Barrett Sports Media Summit, I also went to a Cubs game.
Yes.
I had to.
I
mean, why not? Like,
they're having a good year.
Yeah, they have the exact same record as the Astros. Both teams on pace for 96 wins.
Is it all Kyle Tucker?
That's a lot of Kyle Tucker. It's Kyle Tucker and then this kid, Pete Kerr Armstrong, that they got in center field.
Okay.
He's electric. He's got like 21 home runs this year. He's on pace for 40 home runs and 50 stolen bases.
Wow.
He's awesome.
Okay.
Now, he swings at everything, but when he makes contact, it goes very far. And he's awesome in the outfield. He had one of the worst plays, though, ever the other day.
What happened?
He forgot how many outs there were.
Oh, well, that happens.
And a runner scored from second. That was a tough play.
We've had a couple of rough moments over the – oh, see, now we've got another one coming over
seltzers
here.
Seltzer's coming.
What are these? This is a Carla's? Shoot. You know what? Say it for me.
Carbless.
Thank you very much. Zero carbs.
Zero sugar.
What? Zero carbs and zero sugar? Oh, my goodness. 100 calories? Okay. It's a Kraft vodka cocktail. Okay. Well, I mean, there's no way I'll get a headache with all three of these drinks.
No chance at all.
Wow. That's very good. Thank you very much.
I'm going to take one.
Yep, Joe, you got to take one. What were we talking about?
Baseball.
It's a sport.
It's a sport.
So that one guy had an error. He pooped his pants out there.
It was very bad.
Yeah, he wasn't quite O'Neill Cruz, forgetting where the outs that there were and jogging out a double play. But
no, that wasn't great. It's gonna be a fun weekend. I'm going tonight and Sunday. We'll see how it goes. I think Sunday the Cubs are gonna get killed.
They can't hit Fromber.
They can't hit lefties. They're terrible against lefties.
Okay.
So,
well, who the hell's starting for them tonight?
Cade Horton.
Okay.
He's their top pitching prospect.
Oh.
He's good.
How many starts has he made?
Like six or seven.
Six or seven.
So far
okay.
this year, he came up when their best pitcher got hurt. He came up.
So he's got a little seasoning.
Yeah, he's got a little bit. He was at Oklahoma like 3 or 4 years ago. He's
okay.
one of their first round picks. So. I feel like tonight's pretty even between Walter and Horton. Honestly, like, I don't think it's that much of a difference between the matchup. Tomorrow, Colin Ray, he sucks.
Colin Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good. And what, we think it's going to be Lance McCullers?
So, right now it is listed as Gusto for tomorrow, but we'll see. Because I think that they made a TBD. I don't know if that's changed. I haven't checked. I haven't seen anything in the last moments or anything like that. But, okay. So, we got Astros and Cubs.
Yeah.
I am wondering about Kyle Tucker. I am wondering if the Cubs are actually going to pull the trigger and extend him. I'm assuming, just given our conversations that we've had, that you're skeptical about it.
I'm very skeptical. I think, honestly, I'd be stunned.
Even though, I mean, the year that they're having,
yeah,
it's the first really good season they've had in a while.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, really since like 2020 was the last time they made the playoffs, but it was garbage. They got in when they didn't deserve to, when they did that COVID expanded playoffs.
Okay.
So, like, they haven't really been good since, like, 2019. And without Kyle Tucker, they're not in first place in the division. They don't have 48 wins. Like, he is carrying that team. But Jason Hayward is the biggest contract that owner has ever given out. $184 million.
Damn, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was like 2015.
Yeah, because he's an Astros replacement player last year.
Like, he's going to have to times like three that contract to pay Kyle Tucker $500 million. Like, he's one of the cheapest owners in sports. So I don't think Kyle Tucker will be there. I've already said, like, I think he's going to be a Philly next year.
Okay.
But if they win this year, like, maybe it's different. Like, maybe they do go all in and like and bring him back. They should.
I feel for him. I think he deserves to be paid by a team that is good. And I think I'd want to be in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like Wrigley's awesome. It seems like there's a great fan base there that's not a bunch of a-holes like in Philadelphia.
For sure.
You go into Philadelphia with the way that they're playing right now. I mean, the expectation is that you're going to come in, you're going to succeed right away. And we know Kyle Tucker has his stretches where he doesn't do so much.
He's had those this year. Cubs fans, I'll tell you, the one thing that hurts Kyle Tucker staying is Cubs fans are – there's a lot of Tucker hate for like
already
for like a good like 3 week stretch.
You guys don't deserve him.
He was doing.
Although we didn't really either. Cause
he was doing the whole like when he's struggling, he just rolls it over all the time to like first base and second base. He did that for a while. He only had one home run in June until like the last week. So he's been struggling. He's hitting over 400 though in his last 10 games. But he should be a Cub for life.
Okay,
it's not even a question about it. But and it makes like the trade's fine if Tucker stays. The trade sucks if Tucker walks away.
Yeah, because Cam Smith's good.
He's awesome. So is Isak Paredes. Yeah, like the Astros are crushing the Cubs.
Hayden Wesneski was good too. Until
yes,
he got hurt.
Yeah. and he'll be on the team next year. Like they're not going to move on from him. Like he'll come back from Tommy John, and they fix every pitcher. So we'll see. And Ryan Pressly's been okay.
That's surprising. Honestly, I thought he would be bad.
He's had like, okay, he had one. He had a, he had one game where he gave up.
Scale of Stresley. Where's he at?
Well, he gave up 8 runs in 1 game.
Yes, I remember that. We remember that.
But then he didn't give up a run for a month and a half.
Okay.
And then so, and
he needed to get it out of his system.
Yeah, like he's been good for a while.
Hit rock bottom.
He's changed a lot. He's very different than the pitcher he was here in Houston.
Okay.
He's throwing a lot of fastballs. His velocity's up. His breaking stuff was terrible, so he stopped throwing it as much. But it's kind of the reverse, of what happened last year, where one of the Cubs players wrote up a scouting report on Ryan Pressly and told him how terrible he was.
Wow.
And Pressly asked for it, and he's like, and then ever since that happened, he's been mostly better. His last appearance was bad against the Mariners.
That's a good friend. That's not just a good teammate. That's a good friend.
It's a good friend.
You gotta call people out from time to time.
But yeah, so I mean, this weekend's gonna be fun. Like, I think the Cubs will win at least one game. But honestly, Jameson Taillon, who's pitching on Sunday, who's a local guy, and Colin Ray have just been giving up nukes. I mean,
gotcha.
Cal Raleigh hit 4 home runs last weekend against the Cubs.
Well, he's hitting a billion home runs.
He's got 33 on the season.
Yeah, this Astros offense, I mean, it does have its limitations, we've seen. I mean, they scored. They got a sweep with 5 runs in a series. It's insane.
Yeah, they're honestly, I think the teams are very similar. Like the Cubs, like they swept the Rockies like a month ago.
Okay,
and they only scored 6 runs in 3 games. So like, but then they have days where they've scored over 5 runs almost every game over the last week.
Okay,
I mean, they have the second most home runs in baseball, or third most home runs in baseball this year.
Okay,
they're hot or cold. So.
Before I ask about what our wager is going to be for this series.
I have an idea.
Good. Just one last question. Is Junior coming to the series this weekend?
He's going. We're going Sunday.
Is he going to throw an ice cream cone?
It was a pretzel.
Pretzel, my bad.
With cheese.
With cheese.
Which is what the problem was. Yes, we're going to go Sunday.
No pretzels allowed.
No pretzels allowed.
Nothing throwable.
Hot dogs. He might throw anything. Like, I don't know. Like,
you see all these baseball players throwing. You just want to throw something.
Yeah. We'll see how. Well, it'll be interesting. We have had the dynamic at the house where I've been teaching him to say "Go Cubs, go."
Okay.
But my wife has countered that. I don't know
The house divided.
I don't know what he's going to wear on Sunday.
I don't know what he's going to wear.
I'm assuming he's going to wear a Cubs shirt. And my wife will be in an Astros shirt, and she'll be the only Astros fan. My parents are going to come too, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. He's very obnoxious when he yells "Go Cubs, go!"
So, well, good. That's all Cubs fans,
Yeah,
just like you.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So I think we'll see how it goes on Sunday. I'm very curious.
What's the wager?
Okay, so you've got a lady in your life now.
I do,
and I'm assuming that's why you're relatively clean shaven.
Yes.
Okay. I have a mustache.
Okay.
Because my wife loves it.
Okay. I know where this is going.
So I think if the Astros win the series, you have to grow back out your beard. And if the Cubs lose the series, I'll shave my mustache.
I'll grow the mustache back out.
The mustache. That's fine.
Because that's tough.
We'll go stash for stash.
Okay. Three weeks, then I can get out?
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
3-week deal. I like that. How about a week for every win?
Okay.
So if it's a 2-1 series, it's only 2 weeks.
Okay. And if it's a sweep, it's 3.
If it's a sweep, it's 3.
I like this.
Okay.
The great mustache debate. Yeah.
To piss off our ladies.
Yes. Oh, man. We're terrible sleeping with others. But you're married, so, you have no excuse for it.
Yeah, but I don't have the same issues that you have. We have a joint bank account. So as you were talking about earlier with
It feels like a joint bank account all of a sudden.
Expensive.
It's, maybe not so joint.
I know her money's in our account when we're going to a dinner and things like that.
Okay, gotcha.
Feels that not as stressful. You'll get there.
It's an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. That is the great Joe George still hanging out with us at ESPN Houston. And the Droid app is this coming Friday,
yes,
correct?
Yes, Android, next Friday, it'll be up. We got all the issues settled. So by next Friday, it'll be up. Even though I'm a Cubs fan, you can catch our Astros podcast at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yes, I forgot. That's tonight.
Inside the Icebox at 6 o'clock
6
tonight.
6 p.m. here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5, and on ESPN Houston, and on wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And more things coming soon.
More things coming soon?
Yes, more things coming soon.
I love that. That is Joe George. I'm Paul Gallant. Oh, my God. Torrential downpour outside. It is the Paul Gallant Show. Be safe if you're on the roads right now. I'm sure it'll be fine in just a couple of moments. Then get your ass out here. and hang out with us at Drift. It's the Paul Gallant Show, 713-780-3776 to call to text on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Stick around.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
Chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, live at Drift in the Heights. You want to come on out here for another chance to win a pair of tickets to an Astros game. You come in here, as soon as you come in here, they're going to hand you a raffle ticket. We just gave off our raffle ticket winner, and get this, one of the OG listeners of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Day One Donna, is the victor. But guess what? There's another pair coming out. Come on out here. You've got all sorts of fine establishments out here giving out alcohol, which is the best. You got Carbless, which is this drink I'm working on right now. Oh, man. What is this again? This is a... I don't care. It's really good. It's very tasty. And there's no carbs. That's why it's called Carbless. There is also, and this is, again, this is going to give me the biggest hangover, perhaps the biggest headache, but it's worth it because all of these drinks are so damn delicious. You've also got the Frio Vodka, Astros first place punch. So I'm doing a little double fisting right now. I also haven't finished my Love Street, so I guess I'm triple fisting. And then he was double fisting. So I think I'm going to be here for a while, seeing as it is a torrential downpour outside. But you should come out here, too, and hang out with the Killer Bees. Let's do a little cleanup as far as Ask Gallant Anything goes. What's your favorite bar game? Well, we did talk about darts earlier this week because there was that darts player who has multiple times in the midst of competitions farted on his opposition. This same guy, his name is eluding me. Just look up dart fart player. But darts is probably my favorite. Something about throwing things that I enjoy. Played a little pool at a bachelor party this past weekend. I'm not very good at it. I did hit the coolest shot of my life. He also asked if I like cornhole or bags. I was always called bags where I was from in the Northeast. But darts is definitely my favorite one. The problem is you generally have to give up your ID to go get the actual darts themselves. And, you know, you have a few. Sometimes you forget that you have that. From the 281, who watches your cat when you go on vacation? I leave my cat by herself. I have people that come in to check in on my cat, and she hisses at them and makes it not worth their while. That might change in the near future, though, with the significant other. We shall see. In fact, I am taking care of her animals, I believe, next week. One texter says I should get in on Bitcoin. I mean, probably. I don't know, though. I don't know. You know? What else do we have? On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Paul, do you enjoy Queen and the Village People? Duh. Come on. What are we talking about here? Who doesn't like those? Seriously. Young men. Also, Queen's good. What? Just because the lead singer or entire band leans a specific way sexually, I'm just going to not like the music? It's not like they're doing any Diddy stuff. You know? Allegedly. Seems like he's actually doing all right in that case. Oh, Lord. A Patron margarita in a Patron bottle. Oh, no. All right. Well, I guess I think I'm Ubering home. But I will never say no to a margarita. So I was triple fisting. Then I was double fisting. And now I am triple fisting once again. It's time for a little garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Texas State has joined the Pac-12. That's it. Doesn't make any sense. But you know what? It's so on brand for the biggest party school of them all. In our great state, I think it's very on brand that they would join a conference that's literally nowhere close to it. I think it's on brand. I think Texas Tech should leave and join the the Pac-12 too. For those who are interested in a vacation in the near future, get this: North Korea is opening a beach resort hoping it'll promote tourism. That sounds fun. A Reddit post in Florida has gone viral because it seems that Ric Flair, when he shows up at bars and fine establishments, he poops himself. Woo! That's not great. That is not great. Anything else? I have another story, but I'm going to save it for next week. We'll see what the Astros do in this weekend series against the Chicago Cubs. Welcome back to town, Kyle Tucker. Cheer him in his first at-bat. Try not to shed a tear as he gets his tribute video. And I guess you got to wear your crowns. And go Sabercats tomorrow in the Major League Rugby Championship. It would be awesome to see a Houston sports team bring home a title. Big thanks to Brian McDonald out here at Drift. Big thanks to Sean Mapes back at Mission Control. And big thanks to Drift. This has been a lot of fun today. The Killer Bees are going to have a lot of fun as well. Coming up next, you don't want to miss it. They're giving away a pair of tickets again to another Astros game. And they're good tickets, I'm telling you. Appreciate everyone for tuning in, our Twitchers, our callers, our YouTubers, and our texters as well. I am merely Paul Gallant. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. So long. Farewell. Peace.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.